Welcome to The Walking Dead and Sports Talk with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Excellent.
It's good. It's bad. It's ugly.
It's ugly, guys. Matt is watching The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. Have we all seen Good, The Bad, The Ugly?
I have not.
What?
Mike, have you seen it?
Nah.
What? Aww. Oh, my God. You kids go to bed. Go to bed, guys.
What channel is it on?
It's the DVD.
Yeah, I just like to play a movie in the background that's usually has a theme or not a theme.
All right, you two need to turn in your man card.
Says the guy who has never saw the first season of 24. One of the greatest seasons ever of TV.
Okay, Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
I have
first seen... season of 24. Come on now.
Okay.
The hero is named Jack on 24. How can you not watch yourself?
Because I wouldn't watch a hero. I don't root for anybody who's named Jack.
Okay.
Jack never wins.
To clear the record here, I have seen Good, the Bad, the Ugly. I thought you were talking about a new show.
Okay. The cartoon series.
It's an animated.
It's the special. Comedy series Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yeah, no, I didn't know if maybe they made like a show or something that was new. I never know.
It's got Matt LeBlanc in it.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff of that 80s movie, Three Dads and a Baby, or whatever it is.
Yeah. three Dads and a Baby. No, it was three guys and a baby. Was it Three Guys and a Baby?
Three men and a baby.
Then it was three
men and a little lady. A
little lady, yes.
Yeah. And then there was the rated R version, which
and
we
then
never
there was,
saw.
And then there was
what was that called, Matt?
I was waiting for Russ to finish.
Three men and a pregnant lady.
Oh.
Three men and a chick.
And then I think it was like three men and a granny or something.
A granny.
A granny.
Yeah.
Huh. Not where I was thinking that was going, but
no.
We found Russ's fetish.
it's like the Florida spinoff.
But he likes he doesn't like fast women. He likes women he can catch, right? Right, Russ?
That's right, yeah.
Those walkers slow him down.
Oh, man.
Well, plus with the walker, he figures they have a place for the handcuff for the kinky stuff, right?
Hey, you know, it's ever been gum before?
This is the strangest way to start off this show.
Well, if you like this show, then you're going to love the other shows in the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network. You know, the whole enchilada we have, the broadcast, the Merry Man Show coming back soon, Survivors, Leftovers is coming back. We do a Game of Thrones podcast, Westworld when it comes back a year from now, and The Walking Dead, which you're listening to right now. This is The Walking Dead podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about walkers. We're talking about...
Yeah,
gum.
Gums. We got old
gums on the Walking Dead.
There's old walkers out there. So, you can if you'd like to help the show, you can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or you go to our website jayandjack.com and just click on the little button that says "Become a Patron" and help us out. I think we're up to 140 something. I think something like that. Didn't look it up. Haven't looked up in a while. Also, if you shop Amazon, you go to Amazon. Our website, jayandjack.com, click on the Amazon link, and anything you buy from Amazon helps us out just a little. So, anyway, getting back to the podcast.
And I don't anything, know if...
go to jayandjack.com, has all the information.
I don't know if Russ and Matt have heard, but we're going to Vegas soon.
Yes, going to Vegas. If we can get to a certain level, yes, we're going to Vegas.
Yay, Vegas.
Have you ever been to Vegas, Matt?
Yes, I have, but not as an adult.
Not as an adult. Oh. Hmm.
I was underage. It was a dark time in my life.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's good times. You can be with Russ when he orders a drink that doesn't exist.
Very true.
Many walkers in Vegas.
Yes.
Hey, to keep it Walking Dead theme, I mean, like, how cool would it be to see Vegas all zombified, right? Like, post-apocalyptic.
Well, late at night.
Vegas.
If you stay up to like 3 or 4, you see it.
I thought that was pretty true. Like any time of day, though, like 3 in the afternoon could be like The Walking Dead there.
Well, it's more at night because people have been up all night. They're gambling. Mm-hmm. They've lost their house.
Their eyes are red,
and they're just walking around. I still remember sitting across from a guy who lost $8,000 in 5 minutes, And he was just cussing and swearing. I'm like going, well, maybe you're just not very good at gambling. Why don't you stop? And he was getting mad at the dealer. But I don't know.
Did he bet on Atlanta?
Well, I was thinking last night, isn't it appropriate that The Walking Dead is filmed in Atlanta or Georgia?
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing a sports talk crossover Walking Dead.
Hey, what about the TV spot promo where it has the football and then the Negan's bat comes down and smashes it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Football season is over.
Yeah. Let's deflate those balls.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys well, we'll wait for sports talk to talk more sports. But so in the Walking Dead news though, had you heard about the fact that they're toning down the violence? Have you read anything or heard anything about
that? I heard something about that, but is that going to upset people? I mean, you don't need the graphic violence, like we said. I think because the start of the last season where you had two major characters get just not just killed, but crushed over to the, you know. But right. I guess they're trying to show that Negan is just a bad, bad, bad guy. I mean, if you have more plot, I have no problem with that. Less violence and more plot, sure.
Well, and even on the Facebook group, I think I had seen Dan and Dennis, they were talking about violence against humans versus violence against zombies, and the fact that violence against zombies is a little bit more acceptable, but human-to-human violence is like where you kind of draw the line. So, which I was like, huh, that's an interesting...
But you've set up the whole premise of this season. It's human against human.
True, right?
They have Negan, who's... I mean, how do you change?
Well, I think like Walking Dead has shifted from, you know, the walkers are no longer the threat anymore. That now you know, it's people that are the threat.
But right. But they're always there though, right?
Yeah, they're always there.
Yeah, but they're not as concerned about them.
No, but they're still there.
I think about that scene from the beginning of this season. When Rick has to jump off the RV and grabs onto the walker that's like hanging there by a noose and it stretches him out, and there's walkers all around him, and Negan's the one person that's kind of keeping him alive, you know? Yeah. So, I'm excited about this new season. I think this season 7 has reinvigorated my love of the show, actually, more so than previous seasons. So,
was it the dog food that got you?
It was.
Nothing better than a dog food sandwich.
I really think that they need to sponsor their own type of dog food, you know? AMC presents The Walking Dead dog food. So good, you could eat it.
maybe we should come up with some names and put that as our, like, poll question or something.
What dog food would you eat?
What would you name The Walking Dead dog food?
Russ. sure. Well, we have to put some you know, labels out there, I guess. So, or names for some dog food, but sure.
Sure. I like the Russ dog food though. I like that a lot. Cuz to be fair, Russ, every podcast you do talk about food.
That's very true.
So, what would be more appropriate than the Russ dog food?
You know, it's got hamburger in it. So that's
it would have to be like a cheese and burger kind of flavor.
I don't think Daryl's getting much of a choice when he's eating the dog food. What the flavor is.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Walking Dead.
I am again.
Walking Dead has changed the way that I look at the food that I feed my own dog, you know? So my daughter thinks that the soft food is gross that, you know, we feed the dog. But I'm like, sweetie, if the zombie apocalypse happens, we're eating this.
Hey, you're like, if Daryl can eat it, anybody can eat it.
Just, you know, it's always on the shelf.
So. Yeah, it's always there. And I think it has a lifespan of, what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, just like most of your gifts from God.
Yeah, exactly. No, Jack in the Box tacos don't have that kind of. They're not good if they're not. They only have like a 24-hour lifespan.
That's
yep. They got to be like dripping with grease.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It needs to come with a warning label to be really good.
I think that might be your dog food flavor, Jack. It's Jack in the Box taco.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
Kibbles and I've been bit.
Yeah. There you go. There you go, Mike. They still have kibbles and bit?
And bits. I'm sure.
They still sell that?
It's right next to the Bartles and James.
Right next to Bartles and James.
On The Walking Dead, where we kind of last left the group, and we were talking before this, the show, you know, most of us have seen the TV promo, or the teaser, I guess, for the second half of the season. So, what did you guys think? It looks like Rick's kind of pulling in, it looks like he's at the kingdom. So,
well, it looks like he was at the kingdom and at the other place too.
Well, we saw him at the hilltop,
right
at the very end. So we know he's gone there, but from there, it seems like I don't know. It seems like this first episode, maybe the way they were teasing it, we're going to see Rick at the kingdom.
Well, if it's less violent, I think this whole season will be setting up for next season. Like this final part of the season, season 7 we're in?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's setting up for season 8 because if it's less violent, then they're going to be setting up a plan to defeat Negan and Negan's group.
Right, and Negan is signed through season 8, right?
Yes. Yeah. And is that a foiler?
So we probably don't see this big war coming to happen until season 8.
Well, maybe the war is the very lead up to the season finale, right?
Right.
I mean, we still have 8 episodes, and you know we're going to get some filler episodes in there. So, you know, like Carol's going out and montage or what have you. So, or maybe it's a
Negan backstory.
I've heard rumors about that too. Yeah. So
you have to have a Negan backstory but I don't want to be a nice guy. I want to be, mm-hmm. I want to be a jerk in the real world too.
Okay.
If you had to guess, what do you think Negan was back in real life?
Maybe he played for maybe he was a professional baseball player.
he could have been a butcher.
Yeah.
Maybe he worked at a batting cage.
Yeah, there you go.
My theory, or what I floated out at the end of last season, or the mid season, was that I thought he was like a janitor for that factory that they're at. You know, something that was lower than what he is, you know.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So,
plus, if you're going to grab a bat, wouldn't you grab an aluminum bat? Why would you? A wooden bat, you could crack it over someone's head and it breaks.
But if you think about the barbed wire, it would slip and slide on that aluminum. You need it to hold in and grip.
Could you weld it to the aluminum bat?
I don't know if you can weld on aluminum.
I don't know. Or you could just maybe, there's got to be a way to get it on there so it doesn't slide.
Super glue. Man, this super glue's not sticking.
I want my money back. Put some Jack in the Box taco on it.
Yeah, that grease will just codify that.
So yeah, I like the idea that he was the janitor of that place, the warehouse.
Or something lower than what he is, you know? It seems like that, I don't know.
So he's pretty good with an iron.
He works for a dry cleaner.
Yeah. So. You want Martinizing?
40 minutes or less.
No one knows what Martinizing is.
I guess it's not a rumor, but it is, that was something that I had seen, that we will get a backstory for Negan. So I don't know if it's coming in this half season or if that's coming in next season, but,
I'll be disappointed if we don't get it this second half of last season.
I just don't want it to be as lame as the governor's backstory.
That's what I'm saying. The governor turned out, he just cared about his family.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. He has a daughter. This is zombie. He's trying to find a cure for her. How can we hate him now? How can we hate him?
But those episodes also came in at a time where it just kind of—I don't know. I just remember those episodes, and we just were like, "Ugh!" Like it just kind of lulled.
It was, yeah. And they've built, like you said, they've built up some momentum again. Don't blow it. Not trying to put any pressure on you writers these last 8 episodes. Don't blow it again.
You know, I was wondering.
Don't Falcon it.
If maybe this whole thing about him and maybe wanting to have kids, if maybe he had a wife and she was like pregnant during this whole thing and something happened to her, and that's why he's like, you know, wanting to have kids or something. I don't know.
He definitely is a power hungry guy.
Yeah.
But was he power hungry before all this happened?
He was an ultrasound tech. That's what he was.
Too You're having sensitive. A boy. You're having a girl.
So how about deaths? Who do you think besides the obvious one?
I'm gonna say Abraham and Glenn die this season. I'm gonna go on the limb and say that.
Too soon. I'm gonna say the entire Atlanta Falcons. They get flattened.
Yeah.
We see Matty Ice actually de-thaw and yeah. Just so
throw the ball, Matty Ice. Throw the ball. Throw it away, Matty Ice. Okay.
I'm gonna say Carol. I think it's time she's done.
You've been a Carol hater for a while though.
I have been.
I mean, you called her weak.
Yeah.
You said she's not a fighter anymore, so she's useless.
Yep, pretty much.
They could be setting us up for her to die because she's really not in the a main character. She's not really on the show that she hadn't been on the show that much lately, right?
Where is she at in the comic book, Matt?
Well, that's a spoiler. So,
well, I haven't read forward. I stopped at some point in the comics because I didn't want to be spoiled on what's to come. So, I haven't read that far in advance. So.
Well, yeah. Up to that point that you stopped, was she still in there?
Yeah. But, you know, they changed so many things around. I mean, Carol's character was completely different. I mean, she had a whole other story arc. So
you mean she wasn't useless?
No, I don't
she
think...
Wasn't, she wasn't a useless chick?
I don't think Carol is useless. I mean, and she might be, if she does die, she might be the catalyst for the kingdom to join. Right?
Ah, that's a good point, Matt.
You know, if Carol's murdered, I mean that would really bring in Ezekiel, right?
Yeah,
like he would be like, "Oh no, not Carol!" You know, she was my
booty call.
She was my pomegranate lady. Yes.
Yeah, I can see Carol going.
I'll go with Sasha. Sasha's been going a little bit rogue by herself lately, or recent episodes.
I was going to say Sasha's the easy one, but go ahead.
Go ahead with your great prediction, Mike.
I'll stick with Sasha.
Well, I only say she's the easy one because of the actress. And if you know a little bit about what's happening with her, she was cast as the lead in the upcoming Netflix series for Star Trek Discovery. So...
But I think we said that at the time that with The Walking Dead, you may not be in an episode for like three or four. You can go three or four episodes without even being in it. I think you can do both.
But if you're the main lead, though, I mean, that would be really hard.
But Netflix is only, what, 10 episodes?
Sometimes, yeah.
And they
the good ones.
And they must film them all at once because they show them all at once. So you can film it in one day, right? No.
Okay, good counterpoint.
I would say that I wouldn't be shocked if she gets killed, but I think that she can do both shows.
Well, I mean, Daryl had that one show that he did where he was gone too and stuff, and they didn't knock him off because remember we speculated that maybe, you know, it was Daryl that was going to go.
Right.
So I mean, it's possible that characters can do, you know, two different things.
They could be kidnapped and dragged away and get mad and go on the run. And I don't know. I let's see. Who do I think is going to die? I think it's be Carl. Carl needs to go.
Carl would be a wild card, I think. But that just because he is so much a part of the comic, that would be a shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a show stopping shocker moment, which is not to say that they wouldn't do something like that.
He's not. He made a lot of stupid mistakes this first half of the season, right? He's not thinking clearly.
Yeah, but I think that also feeds into the whole, like, I think Negan kind of respects him in some sense.
Maybe Negan had a son in that.
Hmm.
And his
Right. You know, like, it just seems like if anybody else had done that, you know, then, you know, it was like with Sasha, right? You know, or I'm not Sasha, but what's her name? When she pointed the gun at him to shoot him and she shot the bat.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, it was like, okay, there and then someone's got to pay for it and boom, it's over with, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Carl, he kind of entertained him and kind of started to get to know him and stuff. And it was like, if he didn't have any use for him or, you know, didn't take a liking to him, I think he would have just gotten rid of him like there and then.
Well, does he keep Carl around to keep control of Rick?
True. I don't know. I mean, I think that picking Sasha is basically like picking the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl. It's the odds are really in your favor.
You're saying taking the easy way out.
I'm saying it's taking the easy way. I'm not saying that anybody would do that.
So you're criticizing the
pick. And if you want to win a lot of money, it paid off very handsomely.
But you know, taking Carl is like picking the Cleveland Browns.
And as a fan of a team like the Cleveland Browns. So yeah, I'll stick with Carl.
Okay.
Who am I sticking with, Mike?
Are you wearing the new San Diego Raiders hat right now?
That is the Aztec hat so far, not the Raider hat yet. So who am I picking? Who am I picking to die again? Mike?
Carl. Oh, wait. It's been a while.
Wait, what do we do? What is this show?
Carl.
What show are we on?
what pick are we on?
I think it's Matt's pick. I'm going to pick, and maybe some people might call this one an easy one, but I'm going to say Eugene. You know, he's been taken hostage now. He's going to make bullets. You know, he's kind of in the crosshairs of the, you know, I don't know. It's like,
is going to be like really, really smart about it and create some like nuclear bomb in there.
Well, I don't know if he's that smart, but I was watching where are they going to find refined, you know,
uranium?
Yeah. I mean, there's no, you know, Back to the Future terrorists just hanging around, but,
you don't know that.
That's true.
We've only gone out. We've only been to Washington and Georgia. We haven't been to, and Virginia. We haven't ventured out to other towns.
I wouldn't put it past Eugene to invent the flux capacitor.
Apparently, he's a doctor. And I don't know if this is a self-proclaimed thing, but I was watching one of the Walking Dead. I don't know. It was a video that I fell across. It was an AMC-sponsored video, though. So it had a lot of the actors. Producer Scott Gimple was on there. And so they were just kind of talking about season 7 in general, where they've been and where they're going. And Eugene was on there, and you know, they give these little character names and then they give the actor name. And it was funny because for Eugene, it said Dr. Eugene,
really?
Whatever his last name. Yeah.
He could be like a doctor of science, though, like maybe a physicist or something. Like he might not be like a medical doctor.
Well, he's not good enough to be a medical doctor.
Well, I think they would have said doctor and had his name and MD on it, not just doctor.
Maybe he's Dr. Fielder.
Like he could be like a doctor. He could be a doctor of history or doctor of philosophy, if you know, with the doctor tag on it.
Sure, like Ross from Friends. He's a doctor of, you know,
of history.
Like
anthropology. Paleontology.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
It's kind of like how Russ is a doctor of hamburgers.
Yes.
It's a, you know, doctor, you don't have to go to school for that, but
Matt, that would be cheeseburgers, not hamburgers.
Oh,
burgers.
Got to have that healthy slice of cheese.
We don't do the hamburger thing without the cheese.
Excuse me. Okay.
So
hamburger is like the PA, and the cheeseburger is like the doctor.
So your Walking Dead dog food has to have cheese in it.
Correct.
I don't know if cheese is good for dogs. Is it? Processed cheese, is that good for dogs?
I don't know. I always, like I mentioned on a previous podcast, I always put my medicine for the dog sometimes in cheese. So.
Okay. Yeah. Cheese or peanut butter works for dogs.
All right. Okay.
I think chocolate's the only thing you don't want to give them.
Chocolate. Okay.
Yeah.
Also raisins. I can't really.
So taking my dog to the Golden Corral for the chocolate fountain is a bad idea.
Yeah. Grapes or raisins are bad for a dog.
Yep. They can't digest it. So. Okay.
All right.
So we're bringing you the good knowledge today.
Yeah. We're all doctors of something here.
Yes.
Okay, so your label, Russ, will be something like, you know, Dr. Russ's dog food.
PhD in cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Dr. Russ cheeseburger double.
Double. You put the double at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like junior or deluxe or, you know, double DBL,
Dr. Russ Deluxe.
Yeah.
I like the deluxe, you know.
It's, yeah, like, I like that better. Yeah,
yeah, because, you know, I'm sure Mayor McCheese at some point went on to sire other children, and they became Mayor McCheese Deluxe.
I guess that's who Russ would vote for president, wouldn't you, Mayor McCheese?
Yeah. Let me tell you, this whole McDonald's thing with the Big Mac, with the Grand Mac.
I knew nothing about it till yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Like, that Grand Mac is awesome. Like, whoever came up with that idea, genius.
Yeah, let's kill the Americans faster. let's add more of this processed food to our burgers.
Yeah,
I've never been a big Big Mac fan, so...
They have the Grand Mac, the Big Mac, and a Junior Mac. Like, you can't go there and not get something that's kind of Mac worthy.
Huh. Well, yeah, I have not heard about this Grand Mac, so, but good to know. So
yeah, it's like a giant Big Mac. Instead of like getting the little patties for the Big Mac, it's two quarter pounder patties on it.
Does it still have the third? That third bun in the middle,
yep,
there?
It does, right in the middle. It's big. I'm telling you, it's a big...
What do they do with the extra bun?
Because
they use a bottom bun is in the middle, right?
No, it's like a filler bun, I guess.
Well, filler, yeah, bun.
I think it's a middle bun, right?
So it's a middle bun?
Yeah.
The middle of a bun?
Yeah, what they should do is just cut out the center of that and put an egg in the middle.
True. Now that would be awesome.
And an extra slab of cheese.
Right. Then it would be called an egg mac or a big egg mac or something.
Big egg mac, PhD.
Yeah. Or it would also be known as the cardiac killer. So, warning, you must have a blood pressure of this level to eat.
Actually, that's what you do is you become a cardiac a cardiac surgeon, and you go to McDonald's and just hand out your card when people are in the enormous Big Mac. Here you go. You'll be seeing me in a few years. Here you go. Just remember my name. Cha-ching, cha-ching. It has billions and billions served, and you can have your sign under it too. Same. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Billions and billions saved.
Save. Well, maybe, you know.
Maybe.
I don't claim to be 100%. Some people are just, let's face it, you can't save everybody.
Now, bringing it back to the zombies, is there a cure? I'm just throwing this out there as the wild card. Is there a cure? Will we ever get to a point
not this season.
And probably not for the next 20. So, you know, we're in good shape for this podcast.
They gotta wrap this up eventually, right?
I read somewhere that Kirkman, the creator of the comics, said that the comic and the TV show would differ. that they would have their own separate ending. So
I thought I remember seeing something that they wanted to make a show that can keep going on forever.
Well, yeah, but Kirk, this was a recent article that Kirkman had said that the show would have an ending that would be different from the comic book. So I'm just putting that out there as
I guess my question is, does the comic book end, or has it had an ending yet?
No, it has not had an ending yet. And judging by the comic book store that I go to, the merchandise, you know, is kind of, I mean, it's become its own, you know. There's some pretty cool stuff. I don't know if anybody has seen some of these figures that they make, you know, some of the elaborate books that have come out, and, you know, compilations of comics. So,
Speaking of zombies, this is on. Have you guys seen? If you have Netflix, have you seen The Diet of Santa Clara?
No,
Santa Clara Diet or something like that. It's with Timothy Oliphant, Drew Barrymore, and a cast of others. And basically, the premise is, spoiler: Drew Barrymore dies and becomes a zombie.
Okay, I'm in now.
But
I'll watch it.
It's actually been pretty funny.
I mean, you said Drew Barrymore, she becomes a zombie. I'm kind of in. I'm like, yeah. All right. So, and I'm a huge fan of Santa Clara.
And she eats E.T. Spoiler. He comes back and he said, I forgot something. And she said, you remember when you ate my Reese's Pieces?
Remember when I said, I'll be right here?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be right here. And he points to her stomach.
Elliot. Arr, arr.
Hey, E.T., you won't be phoning home.
First, she bites off his finger.
Now, have you heard about the sequel to E.T., the proposed sequel that was going to happen for E.T.?
I have not.
Well, apparently this was something that was in the works and never took off. And, you know, and for, I think, good measure, Spielberg never signed off on it. But it was going to be darker. It was going to be this thing where it's more like Elliot is taken to E.T.'s world. Really? But yeah, it was a lot darker with there was like a bad race of ETs or what have you, and, you know, kind of had to deal with I've only read the synopsis as far as like a brief kind of breakdown. Mike, have you heard about this ET sequel or no?
But I did find a quote about Robert Kirkman, what he said about The Walking Dead, if you want to hear.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, go for it.
He says, I will tell you, this is like January 2016, so it was a year ago. I'll tell you, we are not actively talking about the end of Walking Dead. We're talking about how to keep this number one show on television feeling as fresh as it does in season 6. As a brand, we're very sensitive to making sure that every aspect of it feels fresh and original, and that it's not treated in any way that's derivative or taken for granted. Our planning is current and future focused, and is not focused on the end at this time.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't think that they have an end. I'm just saying that the idea that The Walking Dead, and the quote that I remember, the article that I remember seeing came out or was posted sometime in November. And it was just about the fact that the show and the comic would differ and had two different paths, basically, or two different endings. So,
well, remember when I read that thing to you about Daryl's brother there, remember him?
Merle.
The character that played him, what he said he thought how Walking Dead was going to end was, you know, it's going to show Carl walking, you know, off into the sunset, basically, and this was all his, you know, recount of his life kind of thing.
Sure. Well, and I think that falls in line with the idea that Carl would be the survivor, that, you know, I mean, that's why I think that picking Carl to survive is just, you know, it's like picking the Browns to win the Super Bowl, but, you know, hey, I'm not Jack. I mean, they could do something shocking like that. I just think it would be such a rug to pull out from under even faithful comic book fans, because, you know, that whole scene, as we mentioned, between Carl and Negan was almost play by play from the comic, their interaction. So, and even though I haven't read that part of the comic, I've seen the articles about it that compare the two scenes, and, you know, it just, I don't know. I just think that they'll want to keep him around to get to that point that Russ is mentioning where, you know, Rick dies at some point. I would think that would be kind of like a penultimate episode kind of thing, but I don't know. It's speculation.
Yeah, like, you know, it'd be interesting to see if Carl is like, you know, like an old man kind of thing at that point as he's walking away, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I think it would be really cool to see old man Carl, not even the same actor, but just like, right. You know,
and eating a big can of pudding as he's walking away.
He's still addicted to pudding.
Yeah.
I don't know how they'll go about it. I don't think that they'll ever find a cure, but as I was talking to somebody else that's a fan of the show, and I've mentioned this or floated this on the show before, and but that idea that if Judith survives, if the baby Judith survives, I mean, she was born into this, she could possibly carry a vaccine or something that could immunize people from, because as it is now, if somebody just dies, they become this walker, you know, and everybody's infected. So, but that also means that you'd have to get to somebody that's an actual doctor and not just a doctor of hamburgers. Sorry, cheeseburgers.
Dr. Russ Deluxe, to be exact.
Dr. Russ Deluxe. That kind of flows.
So. DBL.
I don't know what that would be. Oh, the double? Oh, you're saying that would be your little initials at the end? Dr. Russ Deluxe, DPL.
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
Well, Jack, welcome back.
Hey, welcome. Great to be back.
We were just speculating on that ending of Walking Dead.
It's got to be a cliffhanger before the war to come or whatever.
No, I meant the ultimate ending.
Oh, the ultimate ending?
The ultimate ending. So.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you live happily ever? I mean, there's no way you can live happily ever after because you're always going to have groups like Negan until you can get some military or some police to, you know, some order, some government. How can you? You're always going to have the people who want to be in charge.
Be interesting if we ever have some world or larger view of what's going on. I don't know if we'd ever get that. That seems like a last season kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of how Lost did it, where it just kept expanding and getting a little bit larger, a little bit larger until.
Yeah, we do that.
So.
Or be maybe it'll be like, what's it, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, the second one, the Originals.
Yes.
Where they set off the nuclear bomb.
That's right.
Maybe that happens. Boom, and then it's just all done.
Yeah,
they keep showing more and more of the U.S. You get to like Nikki and Paolo, and they're like, "All right, Nikki and Paolo, we're just done. We'll stop here.
We're done.
No more."
They come out of the sand. Oh, spoiler!
For those spoilers people catching up,
yeah,
on 2003 season of Lost,
people are going. I'm only on season. Who is Nikki and Paolo?
The most important characters of the entire show ever.
They were there the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time.
All right. Well, I don't know what else we could squeeze out of The Walking Dead as far as speculations for this next season.
But we'll be back next week.
Can't wait to recap it.
Yes.
So.
I'm excited. So that it? We're done with The Walking Dead. We're going to move on. If you don't like sports,
stay tuned.
But The Walking Dead was brought to you by all our patrons. And three patrons we like to mention now, Molly the Millennial, Tack from Tokyo, and Eckhart Rittner-Gleffler. Thank you for doing it. And all our patrons, thanks for you do what you do, because this podcast wouldn't be here without you. And they're probably thinking, oh, thank you. Don't blame this on me. Now, welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys, and we're all four stupid guys are still here. We had the final NFL game yesterday of the season, the Super Bowl, and it turned out to be a pretty good game.
Epic.
Great finish. Not a good game.
Yeah. If you're a Falcons fan, You're not enjoying it.
I was so close to texting the third quarter, like, should we make a prop bet? Will this be the worst Super Bowl of all time?
Yeah, I just...
Because it was a blowout. 28-3, it was like...
With 2 minutes left in the third period. I swear to God, you might as well put a lightning bolt on the side of the Falcons helmet. I go, God, I feel like I'm watching the Chargers play. How are they going to lose this game? And when Matty Ice fumbled, I go, that's it. They're done. I go, they completely lost. They're done.
Did it seem to you like they came out in the second half and were playing nothing but like prevent defense?
Yeah.
Well, not really. They were still putting pressure. I think they just wore out.
Did you see what the final play count ended up being?
92 for something for the
46 to 93.
93. The defense for the Falcons was gassed.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady, let's get it right into Tom Brady. And they're saying, oh, he had a great game. He had a great game. I said, you know, if he would have lost the game, they would have said he was mediocre at best, except for when the Falcons defense was just worn out.
Yeah.
I mean, he was terrible in the first half.
I think they gave it everything they had. And I mean, I think they blew their wad, you know, in the first half.
Well, I think their offense is used to their offense putting up points. And they only put up 21 points. The defense scored the other six. So.
Well, there was also the fact that I think they, from what I understand, Atlanta Falcons had lost or had one of their playbooks stolen. Apparently it appeared at halftime. They're like, oh, here it is. It's right underneath the seat the whole time. I kid, because it still took the Patriots driving down, getting that 2-point conversion to tie it
twice.
But I will say, I think that the play of the game happened in that fourth quarter when, you know, it's
the
28.
Catch.
It's 28.
The
no,
new I was gonna catch.
Say, no, it's 28-20. Okay. If they kick a field goal, they go up 11 points. It becomes a lot harder.
Right.
And with
like 2.5 minutes left.
Right. So they get that holding penalty. Don't know who paid for that one, but they get that holding penalty because I never saw a replay of that. But
it was definitely a hold. I mean, he had the lineman around him. He was choking him. But on the same play, the receiver for the Falcons was tackled out of bounds. He clearly, the Patriot defender clearly grabbed by the face mask and dragged him down, holding his face mask. So it should have been offsetting penalties, but they didn't see it. That's the luck of the draw.
Sure.
And the penalty goes, and then you have the next, like you're saying, the next penalty we talked about before we even recorded, Matty Ice, just throw the ball away.
Right.
You have to have something where like people are saying, you have nobody to dump it off to you so you don't get intentional grounding. I mean, literally, I was talking to someone today. I said, is this where you have 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. You're on the 20, I think, when Julio Jones made that fantastic catch.
Oh, amazing.
At that point was the catch of the game, but didn't end up being the catch of the game.
Why don't you run it? Why?
Well, that's what people are saying. Why don't you have a great field goal kicker? Why don't you play it safe? But, you know, then you're like the coach. I think what happens with people when they're playing against the Patriots, they start thinking too much. I got to do this. Oh, well, what if I fumble? What if we mess the field goal? Then I'm going to be labeled I was playing too conservative.
Well, I think it's also that they think that, you know, Belichick has got this grand big scheme and they try to outthink him. And sometimes the Patriots are just like, they look good just out of simplicity versus, you know, these grand schemes.
Like,
I was listening to it on the radio, and, you know, before I can get to it, like on TV. And during the whole time, whenever they scored their first touchdown, the guys that were doing the play-by-play were saying, well, you know, with the Patriots, you always have to worry about that onside kick with them. And I'm sitting there going, like, onside kick? Like, they're down by, like, you know, 18 points. Like, they're not going to onside kick it right now. And then when they did onside kick it and they recovered, I'm going, like, oh, Atlanta's in prime position to, like, get points here on the board.
And they went three and out. They went three and out.
They got absolutely nothing. And I'm sitting there going like, yeah, Atlanta is like right now they're reeling. Like they, New England's in their head, and they're the ones winning the game.
Yeah, and you put not only did that, but you put that tired defense back on the field.
Yep.
Against the Patriots, they were done. I mean, you couldn't get three. You couldn't get a first down.
You were starting in their territory.
Yeah. I still say 28-20. You run that ball. You know, you get even if you don't get any yards, you take time off the clock.
You're making them use their timeouts.
Yeah. Make New England use their timeouts.
And then you're in a position where if it is even a 50-yard field goal, you miss it or you don't get it. But you know, if it's a 50-yard field goal and you make it, yeah, you're up 11 points. Makes it really hard with that much little time left. I just don't understand. I think that was the turning point right there. Once they had stopped them right there, you know, I don't know.
Matt Ryan fumbled the ball. I went, ugh, this game's over. I go, Patriots are going to come back and win this game.
Well, how about the coin toss? You know, it's like New England had the momentum. They get that overtime, you know, coin toss in their favor. It's got to come up heads once.
Yeah.
So they called it heads at the beginning and didn't get it. And then they call heads again and they finally do get it. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not a huge Patriots fan. But I saw a great meme where it was basically like, you know, it showed a picture of Brady. And it was just like, yeah, that was the sentiment exactly right there.
You all right, Russ? Did you
get it?
No, you choke on an extra Big Mac PhD?
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese. Sauce.
That's the special sauce. No, it was a great meme, though. It was basically like, you know, I may hate you, but I have a lot of respect for you.
Yeah, the Patriots, you can't – I mean, you have to respect what they've done since 2000 or even before that. They went to Super Bowl in 1998, right, against Green Bay. I mean, what they've been able to do for such a long period of time is just amazing. And like Russ was saying, it wasn't so much that what Patriots did, it's what Atlanta didn't do. It's like Atlanta was playing like they were losing. And the Patriots don't panic. They don't stress. Like I said, to me, Brady had he had a terrible first half. He was terrible in the first half. And for the most of the second half, he was okay. And in the fourth quarter, when Atlanta was just done, they're running all over the place, throwing all over the place, and they get yards after the catch. Again, not taking anything away from Brady, but I said team win, and then people are like, oh, no, Brady. And I go, I'm not insulting Brady. I go, but without the team, the defense, like we said on that onside kick, if the defense doesn't stop Atlanta three and out.
Right.
You know, yeah. On the field goal where they sacked Matt Castle, on the sack where they hit Matt Castle, he fumbled. The catch, this, that was a team win. A team won that game.
You mean Matt Ryan, not Matt Castle, but that's okay.
Matt Ryan. Well, Matt Ryan, they're all the same.
Hey, do you think maybe that was like maybe part of their first half ploy was to tire out Atlanta's defense?
Well, I think that's
their – by letting them hit Brady over and over?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's – I think that's always Belichick's major thing is that we have so many different plays. We have so many different schemes. We can change our teams, our defense, our offense on the because we practice and we don't make mistakes. And we're just gonna mentally and physically wear you down. And that's how they've won. That's how they beat Seattle in the Super Bowl. That's how they won. That's how they win game after they just literally wear you down.
Because you know the crazy thing is like they're in the fourth quarter looking at both teams, like. New England, you can even tell that they were the ones that were losing.
No.
And Atlanta looked like they were the ones that were down by, you know, 16 points.
Yeah, you look at the sidelines, they're all stressing out. Matt Ryan is stressing out. See, I got it right this time. He's stressed. You can tell. He was just like going, he could see it slipping away. And this, like you said, they're up by 16 points in the fourth quarter.
It's to be an Atlanta Falcons fan or even a player. It's just, it has to be crushing today. I just can't imagine because
I don't know how you get over it.
Right. I mean, that's just got it. I mean, and then you look at somebody like the Carolina Panthers, same division, same division. They couldn't even get back. They couldn't even get close to the playoffs this year.
Talking
so
about playoffs?
For a team like Atlanta, who, you know, had their chance, it's like they might not get back for another, you know, 10 years.
Unless you're the Patriots, it's not easy to go to the Super Bowl. It's not. I mean, the Patriots go, they've been there 9 times now in their history, and they've been 7 times since 2002, right?
Yeah.
2001 or 2002.
And that's incredible.
So you're saying it would be an easy pick if somebody were to say, like, I think the Patriots might win.
That's a crappy pick. I mean, anyone could have said, I'm going to pick the Patriots to win the Super Bowl at the start of the year. Big deal. You know, you don't need a PhD to say, I'm picking the Patriots. What do you guys think? Was Tom Brady the Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah.
Definitely.
If only for that prayer that he said at halftime. I don't know what that prayer was. You see shots of him like bent over, just sullen, you know, at halftime. He made some kind of deal with God or Satan or Donald Trump. Who knows what?
Please don't let Giselle be mad at me. Please don't let Giselle be mad at me.
No, he was like, if you work it out to where we can win this game, I'll never deflate another ball again in my life.
He goes, but that starts after this game.
Yeah, after this game.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, let me find that playbook around here somewhere.
Now, like I said, the final two drives, he could have been picked off, though, on that play, the catch.
Oh, okay, but Beasley.
That was very reminiscent. Had it. Seattle versus New England when they had first and goal and they decided to pass it instead of running the ball.
Sometimes you have to have luck. And that, you know, sometimes the ball, twice he could have been intercepted. That one time he got hit and Bennett went to the tight end. Bennett was just floating up in the air and all these Falcons were, I go, grab it, grab it, grab it. I go, how does the one guy in the air, one Patriot get it when there's 15? They had too many men on the field. There were 15 guys and they still couldn't catch the ball. I'm like, oh, come on.
And if that one Falcon arm was not not under the ball, the ball would have been on the ground. He wouldn't have made that catch.
At this point, why are we all reaching for the ball? Once you don't have it, just slap it out of his hand.
Yep.
I mean, it was a great catch. And people I know a lot of Patriots fans saying, better than David Tyree. I say, no.
Mm-mm.
David Tyree, he had to make that catch.
Yeah.
Or they don't win the Super Bowl. Edelman, an amazing catch. It's just an amazing catch. But even if he drops it, they still have a chance to go and down and score. So sorry, Patriots fans. No, I'm not. The David Tyree catch against you is still.
David Tyree was balancing on one foot with the helmet.
He caught it on his head.
Yeah, which is a round object. Okay,
yeah.
So you don't have an arm underneath it cushioning the ball. I mean, if that arm's not there, the ball hits the ground. It's not a catch.
And not taking nothing away from Edelman, it was just an amazing catch with three Falcons standing right there. But again, as far as importance, the David Tyree catch was more important.
Well, in the chat, we have Chris C says the play of the game was Dante Hightower's forced fumble on Ryan.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's when I said, okay, they're going to, the Falcons are going to lose.
And Fizzlehuff is chiming in here with a very Sporting Becky-esque 5 rings, baby.
wait. I don't think that.
How many times has Tom Brady been married?
I don't think that,
you know,
that's even close,
honestly,
because the Cowboys, I mean, really, you know,
Cowboys have 5 rings too,
but not even close to the level of, you know, competence here, right?
I really think that the tide really turned, though, was when Atlanta got the onside kick and they went 3-and-out, got no points for it, nothing.
Yeah.
I think that really changed it, because Atlanta's demeanor changed after that point. Like, they even quit. Like, they would only send 3 guys after Brady after that. Like, they weren't rushing anybody. Like, that one guy that sacked him a couple of times. What was his name?
Giroux.
Yeah.
It sure. started with a sure, D. Cool.
Number 95, 96. He was a big guy because he fell on Brady a couple times. I go, I even felt bad for Brady.
Like, he got him twice in a row. After that, you didn't hear a peep out of him.
Like, they did get to him, like, towards the end of the game. They did get to him. So, yeah.
But they weren't. It was the fact that the first half, even when they didn't get to him, they were putting pressure on him. And he was throwing the ball early, getting rid of it. Second half, he was literally directing, okay, go that way. Go change your route. Go this way. He was able to – it was typical New England Brady, Patriots Tom Brady. He could sit in the pocket, look around, wait for those speedy receivers to get open.
Yeah, do you see some of those throws that he was throwing, like those out patterns to the sidelines and stuff? It's like he didn't have any time like that to get those off in the first half.
No, I even said on Twitter, I go, it didn't look like he had any zip on the ball at all. It's because he couldn't step into the throw.
Well, halftime adjustments. I mean, you got Lady Gaga, you know, performing for a half an hour. So, you know, there's a lot of adjustments that, you know, New England made going into the second half. I mean, there's plenty of time.
They don't panic. They just don't panic.
That's also, they were talking to Dwight Freeney about that a couple weeks ago. And he said, you know, he goes, the biggest thing that you have to worry about in the Super Bowl is being up at halftime, and that half an hour halftime show is like, he said, it's like a buzz killer. He goes, it takes all the momentum away from the team that's like really, really putting the pressure on. And then all of a sudden you have this half hour break. It's like you lose all that momentum.
Oh, think about your endorphins. Think about your adrenaline. I mean, it's like it's all tanking at that point. You've just played your heart out for half of a game, and then your body's just like, boom.
And both teams came out pretty flat in the second half.
Well, yeah. I also heard Dwight Freeney say, like, once Brady sees Lady Gaga fly from a ceiling, there's no stopping him. He goes to another level.
All right, so who – did you guys read about the fact that the Lady Gaga on the roof was pre-recorded too?
I heard about that today. I was disappointed.
You wanted it to be live.
I wanted it to be live. So I said she went from I thought it was like a 10 performance, but now I'm going to give it like a 5. Sorry.
Now did she still jumped though, right? She still jumped from the.
Yeah, but you know, how many takes?
Apparently, The Simpsons also called this in an episode, too. They had Lady Gaga performing on wires, flying with, like, sparklers coming out of certain body parts. So,
okay.
Simpsons, as far as, you know, future predictions, they're doing pretty good for 2017.
They are.
Yeah, no,
I thought Lady Gaga, she was a fantastic performer. I thought she was pretty good.
Wait, CJ Jones said, I turned my phone off during the Super Bowl. When I turned it back on, I had 76 notifications. 60 were from Jack.
I don't know how my Twitter things are showing up on Facebook, but I have to go and see what's going on there.
And, I go, Fizzloff said she did feel bad every time they showed the Falcons center on the sideline for the whole fourth quarter.
Oh, he was all set to do his Dirty Bird dance.
Walked down from his suite, ready to celebrate.
I'm down here to celebrate. Oops, maybe I should have stayed in my suite because I'm just the owner and nobody wants to see the owner except we have to see Robert Kraft every single
day. Oh, my gosh.
You think that's why he brings Brady's wife up there? You know, because the cameras are going to, you know. She was the only wife up there, right? Up in the owner's box?
I did not see that part. Every time they go to the owner's box, I'm just like, avert my eyes. It's like
seeing Jerry Jones, and it's like,
yeah,
we're nobody cares about the owner.
So tell me this. See if you guys see what your consensus pick here is. Who was more nervous with 2.5 minutes left in the game, the Atlanta Falcons or Roger Goodell?
You know, Roger was getting ready to do his happy dance when it was 28-3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give Roger credit. If I'm there and 70,000 people are booing me, there's a good chance I'm going to cry. There's a good chance you're going to see a tear streaming down my cheek.
Well, I don't think you want to find out the Twitter poll results then.
Okay.
Well, be fair, I may have helped in that.
All right. Well thank now you, you've teased it.
I was a definite favorite there at the early running.
All right. Now that you've teased it, what are our Twitter poll results from last week? And go ahead.
All right. Let me load up Twitter. The Twitter sphere.
So that's the opposite. That's the warm up. So
we'll start with the mean poll that we probably should have never posted, but thanks to Ed, I think that was his suggestion to post this.
Way to go, Ed.
Which stupid guy will you miss the least when sports talk ends? We had Jack, Matty Ice, Russ, and Mike. Matty Ice came in last with 14%.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Well, because they didn't know who Matty Ice was.
They did. They were like, oh, that's...
Wait, is Matty Ice on the show? I don't know.
And then Russ and I fished in the middle, and Jack ran away with 36% of the votes.
Yes! Yes!
But there is still 37 minutes left if we could.
I guess I could handle the Roger Goodell being booed. I'm not crying.
Polling is still open.
Well, the reason why Matt was last because they know he's a communist. So
I don't know how that plays. I really don't know how that plays.
I think Matt should. But I think if he went under Matt the communist, I think he wins by a landslide.
Yeah, you just had those words and
Matt won't let his kids paint with poop. Hey, I'm voting against that guy.
Then we had what would you like to come back to the Jay and Jack Network? Warm taffy or sports talk? By a vote of 62%, they want sports talk to come back. So
there you go.
Not surprisingly, they listen to this show. They probably voted that way.
It's a little biased. You know, it's like Roger Goodell and his Twitter poll that only goes out to his private people.
Plus, they probably knew Warm Taffy would never hear about that poll or ever find out about it.
You know, and Roger Goodell doesn't answer his tweets.
Huh.
I've said nasty things to him several times. He doesn't answer them.
Oh.
No likes.
Well, the Chargers are still following. I unfollowed the Chargers once they said Los Angeles Chargers. They were following. They were actually following me, and I've said nasty things about Dean Spanos to their message, and they don't answer. So my wife goes, "That make you feel better?" I go, "Makes me feel a lot better." F you, Dean Spanos.
Hey, who have you sent more nasty messages to, Dean Spanos or John Clayton?
Oh. Dean Spanos, not even close.
Wow.
So where are we at on the Chargers watch? Like, what's happening? What's the latest scoop?
Well, it's a Raiders watch now. Yeah, I guess they officially paid off. They've had to pay $12.5 million to break their lease with the city of San Diego. They've done that, and that's the last I've heard of anything Charger things. I was in Home Depot. And I had a Charger sweatshirt on. The lady goes, "So you're going to follow the Los Angeles Chargers?" I go, "The who?" And she goes, I go, she was an older lady. I go, I kind of felt bad afterwards. I go, what is this team you're speaking of? I go, "There's the Chargers." I go, "There's no such thing as the Los Angeles Chargers." She goes, "They moved to LA." I go, "Sure, but I don't consider them." I go, "I'm from San Diego." She goes, "Oh, I thought you might have been an NCC because I got to follow them. I got my boy plays for him." I go, "Oh, you have a son on the Chargers?" "No, I just root for Philip Rivers."
Oh.
And then that's when she said, "My kids say I have Alzheimer's, but I didn't think it was true."
I want to say, I go, "Can I just get my stuff and get the hell out of here?" But I didn't want to.
My boy Blue.
My boy Blue.
So what does this talk about Raiders? Are they going to come in and actually...
Well, the deal for the Raiders looks like it's falling in. Imploding, exploding, imploding, whatever it is, in Vegas. Everybody's pulling out of the deal, and Mark Davis is like Dean Spanos. He doesn't have any actual cash. He's not like a rich, he's not like Jerry Jones or Kroenke. He doesn't have any money. So the mayor of San Diego said, "Hey, if you're looking for a place to play, come to San Diego." I go, "Really, mayor? Really? The Raiders and San Diego?" So what I want to happen, this is what if Dean Spanos and Mark Davis were really smart, this is what they'd do. And I posted that on our Facebook page. They'd say, "Look, we got screwed over by the NFL. We wanted to move to Carson and build our own stadium. The NFL said no and gave it to Kroenke. And said, oh, yeah, you can come be a tenant there." What I would do, because they don't want the Raiders in Los Angeles because the Raiders are still the most popular team there. even though I don't play there. I would, if I was Dean Spatz, I'd say, look, I'll give you some cash. I'll give you some draft choices. Let's switch names. I'll take over the Raider franchise. You take over the San Diego franchise. You take the Chargers back to San Diego. I take the Raiders to LA, a giant FU to the NFL and Roger Goodell. And Dean Spanos would make more money. Because right now, yeah. Mark Davis doesn't have a place to play. Mm-hmm. Oakland's not going to build him a new stadium. He doesn't want to go to Santa Clara to play with the 49ers. What's he going to do?
Right.
But I think the city would work with – they don't want to work with Dean Spanos. That's the problem. There's just there's a hate relationship with Dean Spanos and the Spanos family. And I think that would be – what could the NFL do?
Right.
The Raiders have the third option after the Chargers to move there. So if the Chargers say, okay, we're not going there, we're going to go back to San Diego, but the Raiders are going to take it. I mean, it's not going to happen, but I just thought that's – if I was Dean Spanos – because if you put the Raider name in Los Angeles, they're already going to be more popular than the Rams, and your team's going to be worth a hell of a lot more than called the Raiders than it would be the Chargers.
Yeah, because they just got roasted.
Yeah, I mean, they're just,
you know, the everything from the logo on down. They've just been
it's PR. It's their PR. That's what they do. They're just terrible at public relations, and they're not very smart. And so that's what I would do, but. We'll see what happens. I don't know. People ask me, could you root for the Raiders? I'm like, I go, you know, if it had the name San Diego in front of it, could I go to Silver and Black? I don't know. I don't know.
Like, Derek Carr, I'd get used to having him as my quarterback.
He's a great quarterback. They have a good young
Amari
team.
Amari Cooper, Crabtree.
Do I just sit there? I would still root for Phillip Rivers until his career was over. But I go, okay, I if it says San Diego in front of it, and my family's like looking at me like I'm crazy. I said, no, I think I'd root for the San Diego Raiders.
I understand the loyalty to, you know, because you're saying the loyalty is to the actual place and not the name. And that makes sense to me, you know,
right.
Because if I was faced with the same thing where it's like I was to lose the Colts, you know, but I had another NFL team that moved in. I didn't like them, like it was the Browns, but, you know, I'd be like, okay, well, it's Indianapolis. You know, I'd still, you know, my heart's still where it is, you know, it has to deal with location more than the actual name. You know, it's like, are you in love with the fact that they're called the Patriots, or are you in love with the fact that they represent New England?
Right.
Or like most bandwagon jumpers, are you just in love with the fact that they win?
Yeah, because you know? Going to that point there is – I don't know if you guys know it's on Twitter and Facebook. I didn't realize I followed so many Patriots fans. I mean, it just seems like all these people. I love being part of Patriot Nation. I go, okay. I never saw you post anything about Patriots before, but that's okay. Hey, I'm not questioning. But the day will come, Patriots fan, because you know that's the problem. And I know a lot of Patriots fans, and most of them are pretty cool. I podcast with one; he's pretty cool. But the day is coming, guys. I remember when the Celtics were the best team in basketball. They're the greatest team in basketball in before in the 60s, the 70s, and late 70s, early 80s. With you know, it was the Lakers or Celtics every year. Now it's been like 20 years. Do you ever hear anything about the Celtics
or the Lakers? Really?
Or the Lakers? Your time is coming, Patriots fans. Enjoy it now.
They got Jimmy G, he's next Bobby Hoyer, Matt Castle, all those great quarterback backups.
Taking nothing away from Tom Brady, he's a great quarterback. You could easily make an argument he's the greatest quarterback of all time because of the five rings. Without Bill Belichick, they don't have the success they have.
Didn't we have one more Twitter question that we did?
Yeah, that was your question. His heartwarming question. Trying to win over the fans. Will you miss sports talk with three stupid guys? 93% yes.
Wow.
Who said no? What was the? I guess it was 17%.
Jack.
7%.
Jack.
it might have been me.
Yeah, I didn't vote. You know, I'd probably vote with Jack. So, I think the only thing that makes that would have made it sweeter is if I would have enjoyed the Super Bowl more.
I have had people sending me messages on Twitter and Facebook saying, "Are you guys really not doing sports talk anymore?" I go, "These guys are like Patriots fans. Where did they come from all of a sudden?"
Well, maybe we should maybe do like one a month or something. I don't know.
You people not watching at home could not see Matt's face.
As much as I've loved doing sports talk, I'm happy to not do weekly picks. As much fun as it's been doing weekly picks, and you know,
Matt, just pick everything that I pick. What you've been doing all season?
If that were true, then I would have won this game.
Well, since we're not picking, I'm going to say right now the Patriots win Super Bowl 52. I'm going out on the limb and saying that.
Wow. Wow. I wonder what the odds on that
it takes,
are.
It takes a real – you got to have some guts to make that pick. So I'm making that pick.
That's a pretty solid pick there.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, now that was a hard pick to make at the beginning of the season because, A, we didn't know how Brady would come out after sitting for four games.
He was 39. Yes, we did, because he was motivated.
He was 39 years old. I mean, he's a little on the, you know.
They went 3-1 without him.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can't. Hey, look, you were smart. You made the pick. But don't make it seem like you cured cancer or anything like that.
It was a toss-up between them and Cleveland. I mean, I had to flip it.
All right, now that we have mentioned the Brady factor, I just want to float this out here as we kind of finish up. Does Brady retire?
No.
I don't think he will, but I think, God, how do you not – I mean, five Super Bowl rings. It's an amazing.
Yeah, you finish one of the greatest Super Bowl comebacks ever. Yeah. Goes into overtime. I mean – I might not like them, and might not be a Brady fan, but I can at least respect the game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have been done this show if I didn't love the game of football.
I think there's one more record he's after.
He wants to be commissioner.
I think he wants to break the Dolphins record and go unbeaten.
I don't see that happening.
I'm just saying, I think that's... You know, that stings.
So you're gonna play 3-4 more years to try and do something like that?
Well, considering how close you are tied to Tom Brady's family and you talk to him daily, I respect that. So,
well, I heard it straight from Giselle.
Oh yeah,
what? She was in line at McDonald's with you.
I heard she's on that cheeseburger diet.
She was saying,
I love these Big Macs.
She had a appointment with Dr. Deluxe.
She said, "I want the Grand Mac," and I thought she was talking to me. So,
well, I think somebody's got a little high on their horse because of how they finished the season.
I think so. But no, I think that, you know, is it a possibility that he could retire? I think he's got to be thinking about it.
In the words of Kizilhoff, no way.
He's very passionate. He's still passionate about the game. You can see that. He can still play. Does he come back and try and win a sixth Super Bowl? But what if he comes back and he plays like he did the first half all season? You take a chance, and that's because, you know, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, but what do we all remember of Peyton Manning's last season?
It sucked.
He
was lucky to win that Super Bowl. I mean, he won the second Super Bowl. He has two rings, but it wasn't because of him.
Right. Well, and then not only that, but the physicality of the game.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you see everybody coming after Brady. He's not getting faster.
No.
And you risk, you have a good family, you have a great wife, you have an awesome career. And let's face it, the game is a violent game. You get one bad hit, you can be paralyzed, you can be knocked out in a way that you're not coming back. I mean,
because you look at I mean, I don't know Peyton Manning personally, but I see his commercials all the time. He's got to be. I mean, I mean, I know myself. I'm 54 now, and everything I injured and broke growing up, and I didn't play in the NFL, hurts. I mean, it just, there's times I'm in so much pain. It just, and I didn't get hit over and over and over again. And he's been pretty lucky most of his career. He's played a pretty good offensive line. The schemes about getting rid of the ball are quick. But he took a beating in this game. He got – at one point it was like he was sacked 4 times and hit 14 times. And they were hitting him, and they were letting the Falcons hit him.
I was shocked that there was not a flag. If it was regular season, any old ref, I mean, I don't see, you know, that one hit where he was bent two ways. I was like, I don't see how, you know, I was happy that they weren't throwing as many flags in this in the Super Bowl. They do tend to let them play a little bit more. But,
well, until the end where they called pass interference,
or didn't call it.
Well, I had a Twitter debate, a Facebook debate on that one, and most people disagreed with me. I go, I don't know how you call that call. I said, what about the chop block? People, what are you talking about chop block? Well, I actually found it on YouTube this morning. I found the chop block that I saw live, and it wasn't called. It was the play before that. I personally, like Russ and I have ref together many, many times, and there's many times in like an overtime or something like that, we'll each look at each other when we're refing and go, put the whistle in your pocket. It's got to be – I mean, it was a pass interference. But I watched that whole game where they were grabbing each other, both teams, past the 5-yard line. They're grabbing home on each other. They call it sometimes. But how do you call that call in overtime in sudden death? I there's no way I throw that flag. I didn't think it was that bad. Just because he didn't turn around, you're throwing the flag.
I thought that was cheap.
I go, in that moment, you throw the flag. I go, you just gave the game to the Patriots unless they do a unless they become the Seahawks.
Yeah.
There's no way that Bill Belichick is going to lose that game down there. I said, ah, God.
No, we're not that close to the red zone like that.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't have called it. I'm not saying it wasn't pass interference. It was, but I would not have thrown the flag.
That's the thing about the Patriots, right? Is, you know, inside the 20 in a crucial situation like that, Brady, Belichick, like, they're not going to make a mistake like that.
No. No, they're not. Especially the way they were playing in the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had guys going all over the place, and you can see the Atlanta was turned around, and they were bickering with each other, too, especially that overtime drive. They were looking, where's my help? Where's this? It was like, I mean, there's no way the Patriots are going to lose the game anyway at that point. But, and then here's – in the Super Bowl, should there be a different rule? Should it be, if it goes to overtime, should both teams touch the ball at least once?
I think they need to revisit that. I think that's fair.
Well, what about the bigger question? Should timeouts carry over to overtime?
I don't know how you didn't know that, Russ.
Well, we've never had a Super Bowl.
But I've watched as many games as you have, or maybe not. But yeah, I've been watching these overtime playoffs for since they implemented.
I know, but I thought maybe there might have been different rules just for the Super Bowl specifically, because there's never been an overtime Super Bowl game. So I was sitting there going, like, I wonder if there's different rules for the Super Bowl, like in the final.
Okay.
And New England hasn't used the timeouts yet, so they have 9 timeouts in overtime.
And Atlanta used them all, so oops. That's another thing Atlanta did. They were using timeouts. It was like, I was like watching it. It's sort of guys like watching a Charger game where they just waste timeouts. And at the end of the game where they need them,
they're like, hey, do we have another one? Yeah, let's just use it.
Why did they challenge that catch?
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, don't they have somebody in the booth looking at these things to throw the challenge flag?
First, let the clock run down. Mm-hmm. Who cares? But it was clearly a catch. I mean, so you cost yourself a timeout there, which was your last timeout.
And you put time on the clock for New England. You stopped the clock for them.
Yeah, so when they scored with, 57 seconds were left? If they had 3 timeouts, they may have been able to drive down and get a field goal. I go, why are you wasting your – but it's like they – oh, we're up by 21 points or 25 points. It's just they stopped thinking. They said, and it's like – you don't see the Patriots. The Patriots don't make those mistakes.
Yeah, because even when Green Bay played Dallas, Rodgers had like I think less time than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have Julio Jones. You have you have Matt Ryan, who had a great season, and you didn't have any timeouts. You threw that one ball over the for 4-yard gain. Would have been better off just dropping it, and they had to go spike it. I go, well, that's the game.
Yeah, that was dumb. Yeah. That was dumb.
It's like they just like got all, you know, like I said, after that onside kick going 0-3, it was like they were just sputtering.
Yeah. Again, you have to give your, you know, to the Patriots. I mean, it just, I think teams just get, I've seen it happen to, when the Chargers play them, and it just, you sit there and go, God, they just mentally and physically wear you down. And that's the sign of a great team. I mean, we could argue if Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, but this Patriots organization is the greatest probably of all time, because they play in a salary cap era. You know, the 70s, Pittsburgh didn't have a cap and all that different stuff, so they could keep their players. But I was talking to someone today. I said, you know, another thing about the Patriots, they don't waste their first-round picks on skill players. Their wide receivers, Edelman wasn't drafted, was he?
I don't think he was. Didn't they sign him from the practice squad or something like that?
Yeah, but he wasn't drafted, though, was he?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they just do these – I mean, they traded for Wes Welker – they've traded for receivers, but these guys they have Hogan. Where, I mean, they got him from Buffalo. Didn't sign him again, or so. It was on a team where they signed him as a free agent.
But Chris Hogan went from Miami to Buffalo and then to New England.
Okay, so they just keep taking from Miami's players, Wes Welker. But it you sit there, these guys that they're short receivers. But they run precise routes, and you're not allowed to make mistakes when you're with the Patriots.
Yeah, they just fit into their system. I mean, that's all it is.
And people go, oh, it's not a system. It's all Tom Brady. It's a system. Taking nothing away from – it doesn't insult Tom Brady. I don't know what Fizlov's saying. He's the leader of the system. Him and Belichick control the system, but they're just able – I mean, they lost Gronkowski. Any other team loses Gronkowski, their season's over. They got better without having Gronkowski. How's that possible?
Yeah, because they have a tight end in you know, Martellus Bennett,
right?
And Bennett that plays in the system.
Yeah, they just move on. One of their tight ends goes to jail, and it's okay. Okay, yeah, we'll mess him, but we'll figure something out.
And they didn't even mention him on the.
I know. Pissed me off. I had yes.
And by the way, I was Gator right HR. About, what's that?
There was no Gator HR either.
But I did notice that it was blue. There was a scene in which somebody was talking to Brady. They had a Gatorade cup, and it was blue.
So I took points for that.
It was. Yeah, you know, you can check the tapes. It was an odd moment, though. I was like, hey, he's got blue Gatorade. And what else would you be drinking in a Gatorade cup that's blue? You know?
These are the Patriots, so you never know what they're cheating and drinking. And
that was legal.
Was it really Gatorade?
Maybe Atlanta had a different color.
Oh, you just have to speak with the medical staff when that one.
Doesn't matter. It's the team that won. That's their Gatorade, blue. So, all right, Jack.
We ready to tally this up? Okay, final results for the final sports talk with three stupid guys of all time. We're still doing the Walking Dead with three stupid guys. Well, in last place, Mike, who had such a great run here. Mike, you were on fire, but you kind of falconed it towards the end here. finished with 246. Finishing in third, making a great run, fantastic run after a subpar season. But, you know, I save myself for the big games. 269 for me. Matty Ice held on to the ball too long.
Oh, too long.
And after having a great start and was – forget Mike. You're not the Falcons anymore. Mac, you're the Falcons. You had such a big lead at first the season. Then you let Russ get in your head. And Russ wore you down. You had 279. Russ, who was fortunate enough to pick the Patriots – to win the Super Bowl, just an amazing pick. You know, if you didn't pick that, you'd be in third place.
That's correct.
You went 298, so you are the sports talk
final champion.
Final champion. I'm almost thinking about coming back next season just to dethrone you.
Well, what about this? And we'll just kind of put this out there as a teaser. What if we came back for playoffs and Super Bowl? since it's in January and it tends to be a slower month for all of us.
Jack picked the LA Chargers to win it all.
There's no such thing as the LA Chargers.
Why don't we do a show before the season starts to make our picks for the division and all that?
Oh, we're not doing preview picks anymore. Not with your shenanigans. No way. I'm putting in a Russ rule where it's got to be like the odds, right? We're doing odds. Okay.
Well, remember, so he didn't even show up 2 years ago for the preview.
That's true. So
let's do a preview show.
Okay, we'll do a preview show, and then like Russ said, we'll do Russ, when do you guys said it? We'll do a playoff.
I don't
know. It's the thought. You know, the playoffs are always kind of the exciting part of the season, and who knows? Maybe one of our teams will be in it. Most likely, you know.
I don't know. The San Diego Raiders could. They've got a good young team. They could win it all next year.
You know, we could just do picks.
Hey, we were 14-2 this year, or 13-3.
We could just do.
If picks we wouldn't have lost Derek Carr.
If
we don't lose Derek Carr, we could probably beat the Patriots. It would have been us beating the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
TJ Jones is pointing out, Russ always says we when he really means you guys.
No. Look.
Hey, guys.
We can still do picks. We just don't have to air them. But we can, text them like we do now and just keep up with it.
Again, this we thing.
Okay, we can do it, but you have to do you do it. You keep track of them.
Okay.
Oh wait, I'm not trusting Dr. Russ with his math. Okay.
No, if Russ wants to keep track of the picks of the regular season, we can do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we can post them on Facebook, our totals. And you know what we should do?
I'm more skeptical of Russ being in charge of this, guys. It's
almost like you should have a ESPN Pick'em League set up where you can just keep track every week.
You got to remember to log in on that one.
Russ will log in for you.
Why don't we do that? That'd be the easiest thing to do, wouldn't it?
It would be. Well, we'll revisit this, but I'm going to put a pin in the fact that we could come back for playoffs and Super Bowl. So,
and preseason. Preview.
Meh.
We got to do one preview show.
Yeah.
Talk to me about playoffs.
We probably want to talk about a preview show because at that point we'll know exactly what the Raiders are doing and what the Chargers are doing.
All right. Definitely maybe. Definitely maybe on that one.
I was saying number one. We're number one. That was my Dean Spanos. You're number one.
So season finale ... reunion show. Possibly for playoffs. Okay, guys. So we're that way,
what's those shows that go away? Or like Cher? How many times is Cher retired? And she keeps coming back.
Our show is like cockroaches. It just keeps coming back.
Speak for yourself.
We'll be like Cher, but we'll come back. We'll all have plastic surgery.
More and like show his butt with the butt pants.
Yeah, butt pants. Yeah. I don't think we want PhD Russ wearing butt pants. I don't.
Sports talk with three stupid guys doesn't follow the comic line of Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. It's going to have its own ending.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I did write, and I placed them out in rocks for you. I don't know if you saw them, but they said goodbye.
Is suicide painless?
Yeah. It is. I'm flying off in the helicopter looking at those rocks.
You know, you could have used little kibbles and bits and put it on a piece of paper. And
No, he threw in a MASH reference and we thought you'd be excited by that.
I was. Well, that's what I'm saying. He could use kibbles and bits.
Okay. I'll send that to you in the mail.
There you go.
But wouldn't the wild dogs have eaten the goodbye before Hawkeye got in the helicopter and flew away?
Yeah.
If it was in kibbles and bits.
True. Well, Russ. Yeah,
that was sad.
Congrats on the season. And, I guess for those faithful Sports Talk listeners, you know, there's a big, huge asterisk there as far as.
You know, considering last year's championship, you were kind of like the asterisk champion.
No. If you're claiming that the Super Bowl, I'm going to talk over you like some kind of Fox News person. No, if you're going to say that
or Chris Matthews, to keep it fair,
Okay, there we go. Sure, I'm fair and balanced here. I'm not some communist, but
nobody's worse than Chris Matthews. So.
If you're going to say, Russ, that your call shot of who's going to win the Super Bowl counts, and mine does not, then the whole thing falls apart. Because last season I called Denver Broncos winning it, and that is the thing that you contested, but yet that was the point that put me over the top. We didn't even take the full points for it. We, you know, Jack just called it as 1 point, and that put me over the top. We were theoretically tied going into that last part.
Not that we'll remember this, but we'll do their picks on the ESPN thing, and we'll let the listeners join in. Whoever in first place after the regular season, the listeners can join us if they want through the playoffs. What do you think?
That'll work.
Okay.
All right. We'll revisit this late August.
Yeah, but okay. We have to do a preview show to pick our conference.
Look, we've already said yes to the preview show.
Well, I want to hear Matt say it.
That's all you're getting out of me, Russ.
All right. Go ahead.
If Russ wants to do a recap of The Walking Dead, then yeah, I'll say yes to it. As soon as Russ does a recap and writes the whole thing out, you down for that?
Hey, I did the 12 days of Walking Dead, didn't I?
No, that's like saying I did this one thing for one episode. Meanwhile,
Debbie did Dallas. So what you guys?
And Gaga did Dallas too.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to admit, the 12 days of Walking Dead was pretty good.
Yeah, but Mike had something he wanted to say.
If this was the final season. Listener Daisy points out that it was a good season to go out on. We had the biggest comeback ever in Super Bowl history.
Yes.
College football game went down to the last second. World Series, Game 7.
Yeah.
Extra innings, Cubs winning. Cubs NBA win. Finals. NBA Finals, yeah. The 3-1 comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was true.
And NCAA championship game was a last shot.
And my team moved.
And there was no mention of the Pittsburgh Penguins winning the cup and Crosby.
We were talking about real sports.
You know, Crosby hoisted the cup. He is Canadian. Team Canada won.
But again, it was Pittsburgh, the city in America, who has the cup. I know.
After teams Canadians, though.
What does it matter? They got a dream to take them there. They come into America. So the cup is in America. I mean, you can keep saying, oh, it's all Canadians. It doesn't matter. Cup's here.
Hey, maybe this year will change.
No, I doubt it.
Would you like to? Yeah.
What?
I was just going to say, Russ, would you like to make a wager on that?
I think there's a chance that all six Canadian teams make the playoffs this year.
Okay. I just was throwing it out there.
But do they win the cup?
I don't know. I think Montreal still has a good shot. So does Edmonton.
Yeah, they have a couple good shots. I just want to point out that the Chargers, my San Diego Chargers, beat Atlanta.
Regular season. And then CJ Jones is pointing out a great final year for America. RIP America.
Great. Season finale of America. Tune in.
We're going to build a wall around sports talk. No, we don't. No, actually, we don't want to do that because we want Russ to get out.
Oh, so
there'll be a door for Russ. It'll be a drive-through through McDonald's. That's part of the wall.
Oh, is this where it is at?
That's where it's at. It gets on the other side. No, and it just the wall seals tight shut. Russ goes, "Damn, I fell for it again."
Wait, this isn't Canada.
Hey, look, funny story. We were on our way down to Charleston, and Paul was riding with me. You know Crazy Paul, right?
I know Crazy Paul, yeah.
And we went through a drive-thru at an establishment. I'm not going to say which one.
You got to say the name.
Okay, we went through a Burger King drive-thru.
Wait, you've only talked about Jack in the Box tacos like for like years. Like,
and McDonald's, but you know, let's throw shade on Burger King.
Is he really the king? I don't know. Is he, I don't know. So where's the queen? Is he just all by himself? I don't know. That's Paul.
So they told us to pull forward, and they would bring our food out. So we pulled forward.
I hate when they do that.
We're waiting about 10 minutes. They finally bring our food out, and I go, hey, we had two drinks. And the girl goes, oh, yeah, okay, I'll go get them. 10 minutes later, we're sitting there. Paul goes, I'm going to find out where those drinks are. Paul walks inside, waiting. Another 10 minutes goes by. So I get out of my car. I walk inside, and this guy is holding our two drinks. And the whole delay for the thing was he couldn't find the lids to the drinks. And I'm looking at the guy, and he goes, I can put like Saran wrap on these things with a rubber band, and you can stick a straw through them. And I'm like going, no. And I go, why don't you just give us two regular size drinks with lids, and just that'll be fine. And he goes, I didn't think of that, but you guys ordered like the large drinks. And I go, I don't care. It's been 25 minutes now, and my food is cold. I just want a drink with a lid where I can put a straw in it. I'm like going,
that doesn't happen at Jack in the Box.
Then I looked at Paul, and I'm like going, Paul, why don't you just ask for like two regular drinks? And he goes, I don't know. I never even thought about that. And I was like,
I was just curious. I just came in here. Why don't they have lids? Where are the lids at?
I'm like going, I solved this mystery in like 5 seconds. Just put them in different size cups that have the lids.
You know, I shave half my body and the razor breaks. So what do I do? I got half hair and half no hair.
He's not Dr. Lux for nothing.
Bringing the smarts.
Yeah. So that was like, that's like a drive-through nightmare right there.
Years ago, this is, I won't mention the restaurant, McDonald's in San Diego. And they'd always send me forward and forget about me. So I said, look. So they go, can you pull forward? I go, no, either you have my food now or I'm never coming here again. They said, well, we don't have it ready. I go, I'm never coming here again. And it was like 15 years later before I went to that McDonald's. Only because my son was hungry and I was in the area, so I had to go to McDonald's. So Jay's the reason I finally gave in and went to that McDonald's.
Talk about a grudge. That's a good one.
Wait, CJ said, Russ said when he walked into the restaurant, I'll just carry the drinks in my pockets.
Well, that's where his hamburger was anyway. So he's trying to keep it warm, right?
You know what? I was.
So you didn't eat. You didn't eat the food first.
No, sitting in the car waiting. I wanted a drink.
But at that point, I said, "Okay, I need new food now. My food's cold."
Yeah, I didn't want to wait another 20 minutes. So I was like, I was just done.
I would have said, "Give me my money back. My food's cold. I'm gonna go across the street to McDonald's."
I would say, "Do you have a plastic bag? Just fill the plastic bag up with it."
Give me all the money.
I thought that's where the story was going. He went in, and the store is being held hostage, and it was a gun situation. Paul was crazy, and he took the shotgun right out of the guy's hand, and
I became
a hero.
I don't know that happened. I think Paul would get shot.
No, I just couldn't believe they suggested Saran wrap with a rubber band, and I'm like going, how about just give me two regular cups with a lid on those?
It was a daytime?
No, this was about like 5 o'clock.
So still, it's at prime hours. How do you run out of lids during the day?
I don't know.
Oh, mysteries cannot be solved on
sports. There goes our Burger King sponsorship.
It's kind of like when we went up to Philly a couple weeks ago. I scoped out this one place online. They were the top Philly cheesesteak place in Philadelphia, and all I wanted was to get a Philly cheesesteak. And I went there, and it was about like 4:30 in the afternoon. I walk in and I go, "Hey, I want a Philly cheesesteak." And that guy goes, "Sorry, we're not serving them anymore." And I'm like going, "What do you mean you're not serving them anymore? You're a Philly cheesesteak place. We ran out of bread." And I was like, "You have got to be kidding me." And he goes, "Nope. We're closed." And I'm like going, like, your hours say you're open till 8 o'clock. Yeah, well, when we run out of bread, we close up. And I'm like going, you got to be kidding me.
You think they just recognized you as the McDonald's PhD guy and said, we're not serving this guy.
But no.
shut it down.
In their defense, I went back the next day, and I went back early enough where I could get one.
And 3 o'clock in the morning, you're camped out.
and I have to say, the bread makes the cheesesteak.
So you're saying that before you just had it without the bread, just give me the steak with cheese in my hands and I'll just eat it that way?
Put it in my pockets. I'll be good to go.
just give me the steak and the all the onions and stuff. Put it in a saran wrap and put a rubber band around it and I'll eat it that way.
You got any tortilla shells back there? I'll take it where you can get it. So
no, I just couldn't believe it. But they say that's the way they are. They operate. They run out of bread. That's it. They're done.
Well, the problem is because the bread is fresh.
It is. They bring fresh. It in from a bakery, and they only bring in a certain amount. But it was good. I mean, I'm telling you, the bread made the sandwich.
Well, Fizzle's saying she wants a spinoff podcast, just Russ's fast food experiences. CJ wants to call it the Russcast Weekly.
Russcast Food Weekly.
I think actually, that's pretty much 50% of this show is food talk. So easily done.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No one's arguing with you.
No, I just think that's half of sports talk is we do end up talking about food. So.
We end up talking about food or mash, either one.
All right, is that it?
I think that's
we
it.
Put some saran wrap on this podcast and put it away for a while.
Yeah, let's put a rubber band around it. Real tight.
Ah. We'll come back when it's fresh, guys.
Yeah, we're close. We're out of fresh takes.
Out of bread. Come back next week when we have The Walking Dead. So.
All right, guys. That's it for sports talk for now.
Dot, dot, dot.
Until the preview picks that Russ is going to keep track of.
Good one.
Suddenly, Russ
join us next week.
Suddenly, Russ is quiet.
I'm putting Matt down for the Browns. I've already got it.
No comment. I'm done. I'm absolutely done.
I don't have to come back because I was voted out.
Yeah,
Matt,
Matt, you did say that if the Browns moved to Indy, you would pick them. So.
No, I'm just saying hypothetically. I sympathize with Jack in that situation. That I would still root for. Don't get me started again. I'm hangry. So all this food talk and I am actually hungry. So
Jack in the Box run.
Might be in the cards. So all right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody in the chat. As always, we appreciate all of your kind words, support, and just joining us every week. So
CJ Jones, Chris C.
Daisy? You said there was a Daisy in there somewhere?
A clip versus just said Negan. So he was just here for his Negan shout out.
Oh, okay.
Negan! And next week we will be back with The Walking Dead with three stupid guys.
And Carl.
Well, that's it. Great show, guys. One in a million.
Enjoyed it, fellas.
Bye.
See you next week.
All right, we're stopping this thing. Matt, do you have anything to say?
Mike's creepy.
No!
I think you said Mike is creepy.
No!
All right.
You're good.
We're out of here.